Buffalo Back Farms.
Hey, Steven.
Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is John with Bank of Cardiff.
From where?
Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank at the end, Cardiff.
Okay, can I ask what's in regards to?
Yeah. I'm just following up on some finance he did with Case New Holland a couple years back.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about it?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, they're a lender in our network, and based on your financing history and your relationship with them, we were able to get you pre-approved for equipment financing or even some working capital, if that's kind of what you're looking for. So I just kind of wanted to circle back with Steve and just kind of talk business.
Just a second, and I'll check and see if he's available.
Awesome, thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, this is, I don't know if she told you, but my name is John with Bank of Cardiff. And basically, I'm just circling back with you about the equipment financing you done with Case a few years back. Is that kind of ringing a bell?
Well, probably. I don't know. I do a lot of financing.
Yeah. So basically, based on your relationship with Case, they're a lender in our network. We were able to get you pre-qualified for some equipment financing or working capital. And I just kind of want to circle back with you and just kind of see how business is and kind of what your needs are.
Well, first question I'm going to ask you is where your interest rates are at.
All right. Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. So we don't do a normal APR. We do a fixed payback. So I can't really give you a direct rate on that. And plus, I don't really know enough about your company at this point, because this is basically how our programs work. Is we don't just go around and just toss out money to everyone. We like to get to know the business owner and their business. So we're gonna try to analyze your business a little bit here. We want to know basically your top line revenue. Want to know how long you've been in business, and just things like that, so we can kind of basically create a file on you. So when we go to the underwriters, they can kind of know exactly who you are and what you do.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying here? So I the main thing I don't want to do is I don't want to bullshit you. I don't want to say, oh, I'm going to get you, I'll lock you in at a 4% rate, and then we get you through our underwriting system, and it's just not possible. So that's what I'm trying to avoid here. You know what I'm saying? I want to be pretty straightforward and upfront with you. So, but when it comes to equipment financing in general, just where, you know, our basics, we start in the mid single digits. So like starts at 4 or 5%, and then based on your business, your time in business, your revenue, and obviously a little bit of your credit, we kind of move up from there.
Okay.
Yeah. So what kind of equipment are you looking to bring on? What are you thinking about?
Well, it might be a tractor purchase.
Okay, and what kind of tractor are we looking at?
It's a New Holland T9565.
And have you been kind of researching this? Have you gotten any official quotes on the price of that?
Yeah, the tractor itself is $325,000, but I'm going to be trading one in if we make a deal.
Oh yeah, perfect. No, that's we work with these people all the time, so that's not an issue at all. And you're going to be buying it brand new, correct?
It's brand new, yes. I actually leased it this spring for a while. And
oh, you leased it? Cool. That's awesome.
And they haven't sold it yet, so I rented it, I should say, so much.
Yeah.
When I get through spring planting, now they're trying to sell it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. What do you? What kind of crops you got?
Well, we grow corn and soybeans and
soybeans?
Wheat and oats.
You get any sugar beets down there?
No.
Okay, yeah, I used to live over in Minnesota. You know, Crookston, Minnesota. Ever heard of that?
Not really.
It's really far north, but they did a lot of sugar beets growing up there, so that's why I asked that.
We have dairy also.
Oh, you do dairy? Awesome. All right.
Dairy and beef.
Oh, and beef. Nice. Oh, wow. All right. Well,
from ever. Work, so.
That's awesome, man. That's really good to hear. So, what exactly is this tractor going to do for you? Like, how is this going to make your business kind of improve?
Well, it'll be for tillage, and we're going to put a blade on it to push silage to when we're chopping.
Awesome, awesome, perfect. All right, and how would you rate your business credit? Good, bad, somewhere in between?
Well, it's good.
It's good, so probably in the 6 or 7s?
I mean 600 or 700?
Yeah.
I don't know, last time it was checked, I think I was 762.
762, all right, cool. All right, and
when it was 820, I don't understand that.
Yeah, right? Jesus. Yeah, it's a confusing process. I don't think anyone truly understands how that whole system works. Well, and when are you looking to get this done? Like a week, 2 weeks, tomorrow? What are we looking at?
Well, sometime before the end of the year.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you can get that write-off on using Section 179, huh?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'm just looking at the basics of what you're doing.
You said you had also money available for...
Working capital. Yeah. Especially when we have our customers come in and do equipment financing, it makes it a lot easier to throw on some equipment or some working capital on top of that. So what are your sales look like? What's your top line revenue for this for last year, and then what's your kind of projected for this year?
You mean gross income?
Top, just top line, not taking out any expenses, just like top.
Last year was $15 million.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking for this year? What are you projecting?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be down a little because beef and milk is down.
I assume
probably more in that 13.
13 mil, about. All right, perfect. I'm going to be honest with you, man, just to give you a quick quick feedback. You're going to definitely be in the range to qualify for some of our top programs here. So I'm actually really excited for you, man. Do you have a few minutes today to maybe fill out a one-page application and shoot that back to me?
Well, my daughter-in-law is my office manager. She could answer more of those questions than I can. She could
do it. Because this whole process is actually fairly quick. We're gonna ask you to fill out a one-page app. We're gonna need the most recent 6 months of bank statements, and then just your most recent tax return. Like, if you filed an extension, we would just need 14s and then just the extension for this past year.
What bank were you with?
Bank of Cardiff.
I guess I've never heard of that.
Yeah. We're a privately held business bank over here in San Diego, California. We've actually been in the industry 14-plus years right before the financial crisis kind of hit. Our owners kind of started this business because big banks wouldn't loan businesses money. It just became a bad bet for them, and they stopped doing it. So he saw an opportunity back in 2002, and we've been running strong since. It's exciting stuff here, man. It's really exciting stuff.
Okay.
So, that's all we would need. So I don't know if you want me to contact your office manager and get in contact with her and kind of facilitate this process. Because the best part about this application process is it's free. There's no obligation. There's no catch. We're going to show you the approvals we get. We're going to show you what kind of funding we can get you. And those will stand for that deal will stand for 90 days. If you want to use it, if you want to shop around with using our information, that's totally fine. And whenever you're ready to move on it, if you say after 20 days, hey, John, I want to fund this. I want to go with you guys. 24 hours after that, the money will be in your account. So we'd like to do things that really just leaves everything on the customer, so you don't feel the pressure or you feel like you're obligated or your cost is costing you anything. We just want to give you the information. We want to inform you, want to educate you, and show you the programs that we have.
Okay.
Alrighty. So do you want to maybe give me a telephone number and email for your office manager, and I can reach out to her?
Just have to call back on the same number.
The same number?
Call and ask for Kathy.
Kathy, what's her last name?
Bach.
Bach, B-A-C-H?
Yes.
All right, cool. And what's an email I can reach out to her at as well?
capital, it's letter C, Bach, B-A-C-H, at TDS, Tom, Dick, Sam, .net.
Tom, Dick, Sam?
Yep.
.net. All right. Well, hey, if you could just find Kathy at some point today and kind of let her know I'm going to be reaching out to her and just give her a little bit of a breakdown of what you're looking for and what you're doing. I'll reach out to her here in about an hour. I'm about to go eat some lunch real quick, and then I'll reach out to her and we'll have a conversation and we'll kind of see where we go from there.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Well, hey, really glad we were able to get on the phone today, Steve, and I really look forward to working with you.
Okay.
All right, brother. We'll talk soon. Have a great day and have a better weekend.
Yep.
All right, brother.